know, we've been watching this volatile stock market reversing directions. I mean, intraday, two or three times. Some of it's trying to get a handle on the economy, and it is tough. We heard earlier this week from Ally Financial, the old GMAC, saying that people are getting more and more delinquent on their car loans, which is something, you know, you normally don't like to see. People like to keep their cars. Then we've heard from a lot of different retailers that are suggesting that things are slowing down, Dollar General and others. Right on the front lines, though, is Neighborhood Credit Union. Chet Kimmel is the president and CEO of Neighborhood Credit Union, deals with a lot of these people every day, so we thought we'd check in with him. It's good to have you with us again.
It's good to be here again. And yes, things are very tough out there for a lot of people right now. We are seeing it with our numbers where, you know, people have maxed out on credit cards just because of what's happened over the last few years. The rate of inflation has been so high, people's wages have not kept pace with that. And so people are really in a tough money crunch right now. And so we are seeing higher delinquencies. We are seeing people actually come in and turn in their cars and saying, you know what, I cannot afford this vehicle any longer.
You know, that's draconian because, I mean, people usually need their cars to get to work. And that's what usually, I mean, they'll give up housing sometimes before they'll give up cars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's very unusual times. And what we as an institution are trying to do is to help people through these times. I when I look ahead and see what, you know, the economy might do, what the Fed might do with interest rates, I think on the horizon, there are some positive things that might be happening. But it's just a matter of, can we get to those positive things? Can we help as many people as possible to maintain a good financial position, you know, to get to a better place? And, you know, so we're working with people every day who have, you know, large credit card balances or maybe have overextended themselves in other institutions. And, you know, through a process of education and perhaps budgeting and just trying to figure out what is the best way forward for a lot of folks.
You know, actually, you point out something that's really intriguing. So try this argument. So people stayed home for a year and they amassed a fair amount of money because they were usually getting paid or there were special PPP loans,
sure,
or whatever else. And they didn't travel. They didn't go out to eat. So they had money. So then they came back. Then things started cooling off. They came back and they started spending money and they had a lot of money to spend. So did they actually change spending habits? Is that what happened?
They did have a lot of money to spend, and part of that, the government pumped a lot of money into the system. So people had a lot of money that was not going to recur. And so when that amount of money was cut off, people did change their lifestyles a little bit. And they did try to, I think, maintain what they had been doing. Or when the lockdowns from COVID were over, it's like, hey, we got to get out here. We got to get our lives going again. And so, you know, with the high inflation rate, with the, you know, money that had been pumped into the economy from the government no longer there, with wages not keeping pace with what was going on, we've seen the largest amount of credit card debt ever in our country. Yeah. I think right now, the last I looked, it was over $1 trillion in credit card debt. We're seeing people turn back in their automobile loans or automobiles and no longer paying their vehicle loans. And so, yes, there are a lot of tough economic circumstances for people.
You know,
it's up to us, not just at Neighborhood Credit Union, but also other financial institutions to try to help these folks in pretty tough times.
But you're in one of the most prosperous areas of the United States. I mean, if you and I were talking and you were in the Rust Belt or something and you were telling me this, and I would nod and I'd understand. But,
sure,
you know, not North Texas. That's not what's supposed to be happening here. Is there a split? Is the gap between the haves and the have-nots greater?
I think if you look at a number of the statistics, there are. And it's absolutely true. I am thankful that we're in North Texas, that we're in Texas, and probably are in a better position to weather some of these economic challenges. But people are still employed here,
yeah,
which is wonderful. Okay, which is great. Our employment rates are fantastic. But it's going to take time, you know, to bridge this gap between what wages are and what the impact of inflation has been. And so, yes, you know, if you had $100 to spend yesterday and you were able to buy your groceries and you know, your entertainment and the things that were value in your life, that was great. But today, you know, you in real terms have $50. And so it makes it a much, much tougher thing for individuals.
So we do have gasoline.
But to your point, I am thankful we are in North Texas.
Oh, yeah. No. Gasoline prices are coming down. We've seen really in anticipation of the Fed formally cutting interest rates. We've seen interest rates come down a little bit, which as a banker may not help you.
Sure.
But it helps the average Joe, I think. So is there some relief coming? Are you seeing some relief?
Well, when you look at gasoline, to me, that is one of the most volatile things that we use. It goes up, it goes down. There are a lot of things that impact, you know, the price of gasoline. And right now we're in an environment where the price is coming down, and that is great. But if you look at the cost of food, if you look at the cost of rent, if you look at some of those day-to-day costs, while the rate of inflation on those is decreasing, the prices are still high. And they're going to remain high, and they're probably going to get higher, but at a lower pace. And so in a normal economic condition, you know, prices might increase 2 or 3%, and people's salaries or what they make would hopefully increase at a larger rate than that, and they're going to be in a better position. And so that's the kind of the environment I hope we can get back to.
Well, as the president and CEO of Neighborhood Credit Union, I mean, it looks like I see a note of optimism. You've got a new branch you're opening in Sherman. You've been sort of consolidating and reworking your corporate headquarters out on Montfort near Galleria. You effected a merger the other day. So you must see an end to this.
In tough times, there are opportunities. And I think you've got to look at, with an institution like we are of limited resources, number one, what is our mission and what are the opportunities out there in the marketplace to fulfill our mission, which is serving our members? And so the Sherman market is a fantastic market for us. There's a lot of folks in there that are going to be able to join our credit union and benefit from the things that we offer. We did have a groundbreaking there a year ago, and now the branch is open. We had a ribbon cutting a week or so ago. The community has been so welcoming to us. It's been amazing. And here's for a shameless plug. On this Saturday, we're going to have a block party out at the Sherman branch. And so if people want to come, we'd be more than happy to see them.
And everybody loves a good party. I think we're
absolutely. Absolutely. And so there are opportunities to help people in these challenging times. You mentioned the merger that we did. The consolidation of that credit union with Neighborhood does it result in some cost savings for the institution as a whole, but it also allows the members that were down in Kaufman County, you know, to have more access to more services, to more things that they might need. And it allows our members, not right now because we have to consolidate systems, but it allows our members to have more options on where they might want to conduct their business. So our overall goal, you know, as an institution is to meet our members' financial needs wherever they are. You know, the Sherman market is going to be a fantastic market. The merger that we accomplished in the Kaufman County area, that's going to be a great market for us as well. And so I don't want to keep repeating myself, but, you know, there are opportunities out there. Some institutions will say, you know what, there's so much uncertainty. We are just pulling back on everything. We're not going to extend loans anymore to our members. We're not going to, you know, do the things that we would normally do. And that can compound the problem. You know, we feel like that we as an institution in tough times have to be there more than ever, you know, for our members. And that's kind of our philosophy. We like to say yes to our members. Sometimes you got to say no. Sometimes we have to say no. But as an overall arching philosophy, as an institution, as a credit union, we're here to help our members.
Yeah, and that is the charm. I mean, that's one of the reasons you're a tax-exempt organization, is you've got this narrow cast, and you're supposed to have that sort of relationship with small businesses and individuals. And I guess this is a time that they certainly need a helping hand. Well, here's hoping that the Fed comes to our rescue, and maybe the price of food will come down. Housing, I guess, is another thing that we've got to get a...
Housing is a very, very big issue as well. You know, it's one of these things. The mortgage rates will be coming down, but because there may be a shortage of housing, the prices will still stay high. And so it's a tough market out there. And I do see things getting better. I do things getting better for Texas, for the United States as a whole. And so I remain optimistic. You know, I will say as an institution, and I've been around a while, we've had fantastic times. We've had tough times, tough economic times. And, you know, through it all, we've continued to serve. And as an institution, we've grown stronger. And I'm very proud of what we stand for and what we do.
Yeah,
out
yeah,
in our
no. Look, I mean, if we could make it through the 80s and still be here, it's going to work out. Chet Kimmel, President and CEO of Neighborhood Credit Union. We always enjoy our visits. Thank you very much.
I look forward to seeing you all or talking to you all again.
All right. Thank you very much. As do I. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.